Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is the middle of the week. It is that day of days almost. It's like you're halfway to the weekend. And some of y'all, it was even a short week, but it's the day that we like to play a little Campbell action.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
What up? Congratulations. You are halfway to the weekend. And for some of y'all, that means like a nothing burger, because I swear I think half the world is still taking a day off right now. It's crazy. But yeah, it's hump day, and Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just really not sure what day of the week it is at this point.
I know, and you know what? I can't tell what season it is. The other day we were wearing short sleeves. Today you got a hoodie on. It's just like what? I don't know how to dress in the morning. I just get up and I put something on and see if it works.
Yeah, I just assume it's going to be cold and hot at some point during the day.
Layers on so you can layer off. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
We got a great show laid on for you today. So somebody who I've known for a number of years, who's a highly qualified executive within law enforcement in the state of Alabama, Chief Michael Barton is going to be on the show with us. We're going to talk about swatting. I want to get his perspective on some things as somebody who has been at every level of law enforcement here in the state. And currently, after serving as the chief deputy for Etowah County and then as the EMA director for Calhoun County, he is now the actual chief of police for Jacksonville State University, which is a true APO-certified police force, and he's one of the most highly qualified chiefs in the state. So we're going to talk to Michael Barton about swatting, so stay tuned for that. And then I got 4 o'clock today. You know the deal. It's Wednesday, right? So Wednesday we do more than just play the Campbell at the beginning of the show. We also have the Grand Council at 4 o'clock. So Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson are going to be calling in. We'll ping each other with questions and just see what kind of fireworks may fly. But yeah, Grand Council, 4 o'clock, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. And then there's still this whole triple dipper. So hit it, bro.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So first one, you kind of heard it. I'm talking to Chief Michael Barton at 3 o'clock. But the first dipper, swatting. This is crazy, y'all. And this is, by the way, it's two-sided. One, it's a false report to law enforcement. And number two, it's legal harassment. So we're going to talk about swatting and what's going on and how many people, officials, in a bipartisan way, are being swatted on a regular basis. That's number one, the triple dipper. Number two, invasion with an exclamation point. The southern border, like even today, like right now, this very moment, Republicans are touring the southern border. I'll be honest with you, I'm sick of people going to tour the border. Do something, please. Just stop touring and talking. It's time to do something, because what we have right now is not immigration. It's a freaking invasion, and we're going to talk about that in great detail. And then number three, assuming I can get to it, liberal logic. So have you ever seen people try to bend a situation like the other day when the New York Times, to try to say that, you know, it was actually racist, that just one more thing had happened when, you know, it wasn't? How do they take a situation and make something out of it that is not what it was? Well, it's because of liberal logic. We're going to talk about it. I got several examples. Stay tuned for that. Number three on the triple dipper. All right. Let me just remind you guys, too, by the way, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, y'all, they're a chain of clinics, covers a huge swath of area in our listening area. They got places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, 6 locations around the Birmingham area, more coming. Southern Immediate Care, owned and operated, by the way, by a Right Side ruffian. They're open 7 days a week. They're awesome, and they are indeed the sponsors of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Okay, let me jump into my comments here. So, all right, 2023 is behind us. I am actually hopeful for 2024, despite the fact that I think it's going to be turbulent. I do believe great things could be upon us, but that does not mean they won't be difficult or require some hard work. Or for that matter, how about an actual plan? See, difficult times will show you what someone is made of. It'll also show you whether or not someone has grit. I mean, what will that person do when difficulties arise? And if that person's a leader, the head of a household, the boss of a business, what will they say or do to show those whom they lead that there is a way forward and here's how we get there together? I remember once being at my grandparents' home in an older section of West Birmingham. My granny, she grew up in the country during the Depression. But she and her six siblings, they had fond memories of hard work. She told me that, among other things, her father, who I called Papa when I was young, was known as the fastest roofer in Walker County. He'd put a handful of roofing tacks in his mouth back before they had nail guns, and he would spit them into one hand, drive them in with the one blow with the other, and go down the line spitting and nailing as fast as anyone could roll out the tar paper. But times were hard, and so the family also had to raise chickens and hogs. They churned butter, they snapped peas from the garden, they canned vegetables, and they made it work. Everyone did something because that's how you did things. I once asked my granny about some old dishes she had on the upper shelf in her cabinet. They were simple. They were kind of a thick porcelain, white with a red band. There was a few plates and bowls and a couple of coffee cups, and I believe she called them Depression dishes. Because during that time, she said that Papa had worked out a deal with the local hospital to get their food scraps and trash to feed his hogs. But once in a while, there was a hospital dish that was thrown out with the trash, and it wound up in the slop that was thrown to the hogs. So the family actually washed it and used it right there at the house. I mean, who does that? Well, real people do that. That's who. Real people who know that knuckling down and making a plan and working hard together, that's how you do things. And I got to tell you, it reminds me of something else that I read not too long ago. A guy on social media found a copy of a letter that Coach Bear Bryant had sent to his father back in 1982, in one of the last years he coached. The letter was designed to set the stage for his dad reporting in for fall practice at the University of Alabama. And man, what a great letter. So I'm just going to read part of it because it was several pages long. But wow, it starts like this. It says, this is a quote from Bear Bryant. "Dear Mike, you'll be expected to report for football practice August 17th. We'll expect you to arrive in the afternoon. Our first meal will be served that evening at the dorm. I'm expecting you to report in top physical condition, clean cut, smiling, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and raring to go. Also, I'm expecting you to be prepared to run, hit, pitch, kick, catch, sweat, smell, and enjoy it. There are no easy ways, but there are ways to enjoy the journey, and we must find them. I'm also expecting you to work hard, eat well, sleep well, play well, display a winning attitude at all times, be a leader, and help me to sell the whole squad on what it takes to win and enjoy the journey. I hope you'll share your problems with me, whether it be at home, at the dorm, in your schoolwork, or with teammates, with coaches, with training regulations, self-discipline, or even flying a kite. If you do that, I'll try to help you. And if it can't, I'll recommend you go get a job, join the Army, or join the Foreign Legion, but in any event, go reside in another state. Nothing's too good for the winners. I want to love you, pat you, brag on you, and see you hoot, run, and shout, and laugh, and pray, and hug, and win with humility. And if we lose, I want all of us to be unhappy. No one to have any fun, and expect only what is reserved for losers, but take it with dignity while planning to come back. Please remember us to your family. Make your personal plans on how you're going to reach your goal, the national championship. Sincerely, Paul Bryant." By the way, national championship was written in all caps. So credit to Mitchell McQueen, by the way, who posted that letter on Twitter. What an epic letter. What an attitude. Y'all, there's like 20 life lessons on that one page. But those are the same lessons my pawpaw taught his seven kids during the Depression. The fact that there are hard times, but here's the goal. There are difficult choices, but I will be with you as we make them together. Here's what I expect. Here's what I plan. Here's your part of the plan. Here's the goal. All right, so here's where I switch gears and talk a second. You see those same life lessons that I just talked about that I got from my papa and also from Bear Bryant? Those same life lessons, they're too often missed in the world of politics. Being an elected official, it's hard work at times. It is. It's often thankless. It's sometimes controversial. Unfortunately, it's also the only place in the world where your job performance can be undefined and you don't have to have a plan. I mean, think about it. When's the last time you saw the leadership of the Republican supermajority down in Montgomery put forth an actual unified plan that says, quote, "Here is what the House and Senate have conferred and agreed upon to do, and the governor's on board"? Everybody know your role? Good. Let's get it done. Nothing. Not a plan. We don't have a plan. Not an actual plan with well-defined goals that responds to actual issues that the people of the state need to have worked on. Too often what we have is a fractured set of smaller caucus agenda items. The Senate hopes to pass this set of bills. The House is nowhere to be seen. The governor sits quietly across the street with her own advisors. Meanwhile, inflation, social upheaval, federal overreach, and more. The same is true for the U.S. House and Senate. I don't want to hear a few senators say, "We intend to investigate the Hunter Biden scandals," or "We intend to visit the southern border again," or "My small group of caucus members hopes to do this or that." I mean, for the love, make a plan, plan the fight, and then fight the plan. In 1993, Newt Gingrich, he rallied GOP members who all signed on to the Contract with America, a plan that actually galvanized the spirit of American public. In 2010, I was proud to run with so many others in the Republican wave on what we called the handshake with Alabama. It was a plan that unified us and gave us focus, and we all signed on and we all worked the plan. Governor Ron DeSantis, he announced his freedom agenda for Florida. He rallies members of the legislature to join him in it. It's a plan, a real plan, a plan that speaks to the hearts and the minds of the people. Y'all, there's always going to be functionary aspects of governance that happen, passing budgets, one-off legislation to help this or that, some amendments to the criminal code, things that don't make a single headline. But as sure as my pawpaw focused his family on getting through the Depression, even to the Depression dishes they salvaged from the pig slop, and as surely as Coach Bryant made it clear that there was a plan that involved winning and losers could just go live in another state, he said, we need our elected officials to actually form a plan, a cohesive plan, one that speaks to the people's hearts and minds and tells them what to rally around. And that will take some grit. That'll take true grit. We've seen it before. It can happen. It needs to happen again. And they go into session in 30 days. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, the legislature in Alabama goes into session here pretty soon. And we're looking at things like the Iowa caucuses on the federal level for the big elections. What's going to happen? Who's out there? Who's got a plan? Does anybody have a plan? Do they know how to make it through hard times and lead people and rally them? And that's what's missing too often. My papa knew about it. Apparently Coach Bryant did too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.